AVA released Love on February 12th, and in the first hour, 20,000 individuals downloaded the album.
Yes, that is true.
The weekend total for individuals downloading the album reached 250,000.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it was insane. Like, some 10 to 15 people a second were downloading the record. It was pretty fun watching that happen.
Do you feel like AVA received some Valentine's Day love by those individuals downloading the album for free?
Yeah, I was shocked because we hadn't done any press. We hadn't done anything. I mean, besides using our Mod Life platform and Facebook and MySpace, you know, all the social networks.
Well, I donated $10 as well as downloading the album for free.
Oh, look at you, man. And I paid for 1,000 downloads. We get charged for every time somebody downloads the record. So that was ultimately what even spawned the whole donate thing. That $10 really helped out a ton, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Are you finding out that a majority of individuals are donating in addition to downloading the album for free?
No, not really. You know, it's not about donating. We never advertised, we never talked about the donating thing. It is an option on there. Plea is that people would just over donating anything was just to go ahead and share the link. That was our real goal. So I think people definitely did that. We asked people to share the link and then we call it square. We would want to accept people's help. Obviously, there have been enough people that donated that offset the cost of the downloads so that we're not continually paying for downloads.
AVA headlined over the weekend at Bamboozle in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
What songs did AVA perform live from Love?
From Love, we played Episet, the instrumental. We played Young London. We played Hallucinations. We played Epic Holiday. We played Flight of Apollo. I think that's all the new ones we played.
What was the audience's reaction when AVA performed these songs live?
That was our first, like, real show. I'd be a liar if I said I wasn't nervous and I had trouble, like, looking out at the crowd to see what they were doing. 15 months since we played in any kind of environment like that. I think a lot of it, I was just kind of like, okay, just stay focused, but I'll enjoy it later, more or less. I don't know physically what their reaction was, but at points it felt like everything was really clicking, everything was coming together from them to us, so I would have to say that the reaction was awesome.
Besides your home state of California, what other 40-plus U.S. cities are you looking forward to performing in?
Honestly, like Detroit, Chicago. Detroit's always awesome. Like, I don't know, it's truly a rock city. Like, they just are pumped. Like, it's so cool. And Chicago is always just so musical and excitable. Minnesota was incredible. Last time we were in Minnesota, it was, like, overwhelming. So I'm really looking forward to get back there. Texas, Dallas, which was odd, but Texas has always kind of been one of those places where it was hard to sort of acknowledgement and reaction. A lot of these places seem to be turning and finding a lot of excitement with individuals, you know, connecting with the band. It's brought about some places that I didn't always totally look forward to, but now I'm just like, I can't wait to get back. I would be looking forward to New York, but we're playing Bamboozle East. I love Southern California because it's our hometown. So I'm looking forward to getting back home and being good.
Angels and Airwaves are also known as AVA. Were the initials AVA based upon the name of Tom's daughter, Ava?
No, it's just like one of those serendipitous sort of things. As drawing up the logo, it's like an upside down A, three A's, and then it was like, holy shit, it becomes Ava. Funny how it works.
David, you're a multi-talented individual. First, you're a guitarist in Ava. Second, you design and fabricate furniture with your brother Jacob. Third,
yeah.
You're eco-friendly by not driving a gas-guzzling automobile and instead ride a Buell Rip Triumph motorcycle.
Yeah.
Fourth, you're a successful WSMC novice heavyweight racer. Finally, you model AVA merchandise.
Yeah, I don't know. That was embarrassing. But yeah, I had to wear a t-shirt.
Do you possess any additional talents?
Any additional talents?
Yeah.
I've been surfing since I was 10 years, so I hate to say how long that's been. But surfing is a sport that I feel quite comfortable with. I don't excel terribly in one thing or another. I just have things that I'm passionate about and I'm excited to do, try to do better for myself. I'm not at the top of anyone on the list. I try to reduce those things, and it's become music, obviously, first. Riding motorcycles, probably second, because it sums up everything I love to do, you know? It's like, I have to commute, I have to get places, and the racing side of it, it's just all kind of becomes one thing. Surfing is something that else is there. Fabricating furniture is obviously something I've grown up doing and loving. Been a fan of architects and craftsmen. I like that whole sort of idea. So, those four things.
Okay. I'm in the need of some new furniture pieces. Where could someone purchase the furniture that Jacob and you design and fabricate?
If you go to publicnationdesignco.com, that's the best place to contact us.
I've seen pictures of George Clooney wearing a Johnson Motors t-shirt as he rides his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Do you ever ride your motorcycle wearing a motorcycle t-shirt like the Alpine Stars or maybe even Triumph?
I don't know. I mean, not that I wouldn't. I'd definitely wear Alpine Stars stuff. I had a Johnson Motors shirt one time. Adam got it for me, actually. He's been with all those guys up in L.A. Unfortunately, my Triumph burned up in the 2007 fires. That bike is no longer with us. It's a sad thing. I did a lot of work to that. It was a beautiful bike. Alpine Stars been so good to me about protecting me with racing and all that kind of tech side of protective gear. They've been really great about helping me stay safe, so I try to support them as much as I can.
I saw a photograph of you turning a corner in your first place finish in the WSMC Novice Heavyweight on July 18th, 2009. The picture's insane because your knee's like an inch from smashing the ground and possibly wiping out.
Yeah.
How much concentration and balance do you have to possess as a racer?
Shit, man, I don't know. The bike's doing all the work. centrifugal force at that point, you're leaned over that much. It really has to do with the tires and the suspension. That's really where it's at. And bottom position comes in there, too. The more weight that you have off the bike, then the less weight that's going against the tires and the road. It almost, the faster you go, the more natural it becomes. That's the difference between driving cars and riding motorcycles. I mean, I've always really compared it to being a musician, playing shows live, and also just those little nuances of technique, you know, how you get the guitar to sound a certain way. One guy plays one note, makes it sound one way, and another guy plays the same note, but it sounds completely different. It's weird. It's just technique. You just develop it.
Okay. Do you have any rituals that you do before you race that are similar to when you perform on stage with AVA?
It's the same environment almost. The difference is just not all the kids and all the people and all that stuff, but all the rituals beforehand, it's the same thing. Get warmed up, get my heart rate up, make sure I'm loose and focused and going over every single thing in my head, what I want to do that night, whether it's from the race or if it's from performing on stage, and listening to music, getting myself kind of like remembering why I'm here. Music sets the mood and gives that infection. It defines the moment that you're in. It gets me focused, it gets me excited, it calms me down too. I'm not just stressing out about what could potentially go wrong.
According to RIAA's website, We Don't Need to Whisper was certified gold on April 24th, 2008. Are there any comparisons between winning first place at the WSMC Novice Heavyweight on July 18th and November 14th, 2009, and having a certified gold album?
Not really. We were working on promoting the Empire record. The Whisper record, it was out there. It was doing what it was going to do. For some reason, I didn't really feel it. Oh, no. We got it, and it was awesome. But I guess it was almost kind of sad, too. I guess we're like, this is probably like the last time we'll ever get any type of plaque, because I don't know how to sell records anymore. To where somebody like that's going to acknowledge you and give you a reward for that accomplishment. And I think at the same time, it was kind of like bittersweet. That was a different thing. Winning the race was more like playing a show and getting off stage when you're just like, fuck, you feel like a hero sometimes. All the times that I've felt like that, you know, walking off stage going like, wow, that was kind of the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I would put, you know, winning a race or going through that sort of process more on that immediate sort of satisfaction.
You look extremely enthusiastic to be modeling AVA merchandise.
Well, there's a reason why I was motivated to help that. The collaborative shirt with Alpine Stars was for a charity. It was for an organization called Riders for Health. It's a really cool organization in Africa that provides motorcycles and motorcycle service for locals to get the medicine that the UN provides to all this sort of, you know, real world tribes and places where cars just can't get to. There's no lack of medicine in Africa, but there's a lack of the ability to get the medicine to the people. Yes, I put a t-shirt on and had them take a picture of me, and it was embarrassing. But the shirt sold a lot. It did really well.
So you don't blame Tom for subjecting you to this torture?
No, I blame a girl named Adrian that works for Loser Kids that had enough gall to ask if I would go ahead and put the shirt on so they could put it on the site. Of course, Alpine Stars thought it was a good idea.
Do you think that you'll continue modeling additional AVA merchandise in the future?
If it's for a good enough cause, I don't think I'll just put an AVA t-shirt on. Like, hey, look at this.
Well, it sounded like that was a great cause.
It's a really cool organization. It's been around for a long time.
Besides the gift, has AVA recorded acoustically any songs like Do It For Me Now, Good Day, Everything's Magic, True Love, Young London, Shove, and Clever Love?
Acoustically, no. The handful of stuff we've done with, like, AOL sessions, I almost feel like it's a boombox recording or something. I feel like somebody's got a mic in the back of the room. I really don't know. It's quite terrible. But we've never sat down and actually just recorded an acoustic song. We did do some stuff in the UK. I can't remember. That was a while ago.
Would AVA ever consider touring on an acoustic theme?
I don't think we'd hit the road with acoustic guitars. But I think if we partnered it, like a Q&A and a movie, something cool like that. Not like a Foo Fighters style thing. It made sense for them. They recorded a whole acoustic record.
AVA has posted on their website the music video Hallucinations.
Yeah.
Will that video be available to purchase on iTunes soon?
I don't know how that works. I don't know if we're in the best graces of iTunes based upon getting the record away for free. I don't know if we've really determined if people will really pay money for the video.
I'm a big one that actually goes on iTunes all the time and downloads videos. You know, you can just watch it on your TV anytime you want.
I think so, too. And I think Tom and I didn't get into it when we debated the whole idea. Like, who's going to pay $2 for the video? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they would. It's cool.
If someone wanted to watch the AVA soundcheck and meet and greet with the band before the show, do they have to become a premium member to do this?
We have two different sort of scaled versions of this. We have the premium member thing that includes all the access to the website, you know, but then when we're doing any sound check parties, early entry, also we get a signed poster, different things like that, and you sort of on the inside to actually see what it kind of looks like, you know, as you're signing up the show. And we're also just doing something completely separate, which is just a VIP package, where it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with being a Modern Life member. You get a tour of the backstage. You get to hang out, meet the band, that kind of stuff. You get a t-shirt of your choice. We have these individual CDs that we created ourselves, very small run, a signed version of that.